That's half a million dead in 8 years.
I have told them that Molotov cocktails and rifles would not solve their problem. I have tried to offer them my deepest compassion while maintaining my conviction that social change comes most meaningfully through nonviolent action. But they ask, and rightly so, what about Vietnam? They ask if our own nation wasn't using massive doses of violence to solve its problems, to bring about the changes it wanted. Their questions hit home, and I knew that I could never again raise my voice against the violence of the oppressed in the ghettos without having first spoken clearly to the greatest purveyor of violence in the world today, my own government. For the sake of those boys, for the sake of this government, for the sake of the hundreds of thousands trembling under our violence, I cannot be silent. Done a lot of applauding over the last few years.
Oh, may God bless the legacy of Martin Luther King.
They've applauded our
movement. May God bless all Americans on this special, special, special
day. They've applauded me. America and most of its newspapers applauded me in Montgomery. Oh, the press was so noble in its applause. So noble in its praise when I was saying, be nonviolent toward Bull Connor. When I was saying, be nonviolent toward Jim Clark. There's something strangely inconsistent about a nation and a press that will praise you when you say, be nonviolent toward Jim Clark, but will curse and damn you when you say, be nonviolent toward little brown Vietnamese children. There's something wrong with that press.
Next time, the Gulf War continues.
Don't let anybody make you think God chose America as his divine messianic force to be a sort of policeman of the whole world. God has a way of standing before the nations with judgment, and it seems that I can hear God saying to America, you're too arrogant. Don't change your way.
Imagine
I will rise up
like a
and
human
break
body.
The backbone.
What
of
happens
your
if we sever their spinal cord?
The latest United Nations study says that the death rate of children has doubled under sanctions.
Imagine Iraq.
That's half a million dead.
We have heard that half a million children have died. I mean, that's more children
died
in Hiroshima. And
they can't function,
you know, is the price
right?
Worth it?
I think this is a very hard choice, but the price, we think the price is worth it.
No more.
A nation that continues year after year to spend more money on military defense than on programs of social uplift is approaching spiritual death.
Consisted of more attacks in the master attack plan than the entire number of targets that were targeted in the years 1942 and 1943 during the combined bomber offensive in Europe.
That first night was a new benchmark in the history of warfare. The first time the world had seen precision bombing on a vast scale.
The bunker that was attacked last night was a military target.
204 people, many women and children, were killed. The shelters were the only places in the city with running water and electricity. So each night, families gathered in them.
I miss my wife and my children. Is that fair? Nobody says something?
I'm now going to show you a picture of the luckiest man in Iraq on this particular day. Keep your eye on the crosshairs.
The shelters were the only places right in the city with running water and electricity.
Right through the crosshairs.
In Riyadh, the military's carefully screened videos were giving the impression that this was a bloodless war.
And now, in his rearview mirror...
the Iraqi people food and medicines and
don't let anybody make you think...
and freedom.
God chose America as his divine messianic force to be a sort of policeman of the whole world.
And then I asked the chaplain to say prayers. And then I played God Bless the USA.
I think it's actually
there's a line, that says I would proudly stand next to you and defend your
I think
my confidence in you is now, you must be what's under my
They must see Americans as strange liberators.
The fight is about naked aggression.
The American people didn't quite understand that. Then the next argument was that the war was about oil, we had to protect oil.
If control of the world's great oil reserves fell into the hands of that one man, Saddam Hussein.
And then if you recall, Jim Baker got up there and said, it's about jobs, jobs, jobs.
If you want to sum it up in one word, it's jobs.
The American people said, what's this all about?
Protect America and our allies.
I'm deeply concerned about Saddam's efforts to acquire nuclear weapons. And that's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with Hitler revisited. A totalitarianism and a brutality that is naked and unprecedented in modern times. And that must not stand.
I have said to the people of Iraq, that
what
our quarrel was not with them.
We can't formulate,
right?
Imagine Iraq like a human
mother.
What happens if
you sever this final? We have heard of the Arab one crime. The Iraqi children were about to receive his punishment. What
We will develop and deploy weapons of mass destruction
to protect America and our allies from sudden attack.
They must see Americans as strange liberators.
Generally speaking, people who are here are very worried. They're very depressed. There's the threat of war looming. And while they are praying for peace, very few believe that those prayers are going to be answered.
We've come to see the power of non-violence. We've come to see that this method is not a weakness.
How long will prejudice blind the visions of men? How long? Not long. How long? Not long.
If he doesn't put you in jail, wonderful. Nobody with any sense likes to go to jail. But if he puts you in jail, you go in that jail and transform it from a dungeon of shame to a haven of freedom and human dignity.
It really doesn't matter with me now. Because I've been to the mountaintop.
It's long, but it bends towards the sun.
Yes, sir.
How long?
Not long.
Thank you.
These are the bombs from the Amaria shelter. Here we are at a sacred site where 400 mothers and children were killed, and we can hear the bombing in the background. Again.